Welcome to another edition of the Northwest Missouri State Coaches Show with the head coach of the Northwest Missouri State football team, Mel Churchma. An interview with Coach Churchma underwritten each week by Maryville's Hy-Vee. And, Coach, an exciting one Saturday, especially for the fans. But just kind of talk a little bit about that last series. Let's just kind of start and go in reverse order on that game. Just talk about the end of the ball game with that exciting 45-yard field goal by Todd Adolf to win it, and kind of talk about getting that last drive and getting things set up for that field goal.
Well, it was interesting, John. We got hurt on a fake punt right before that, and they were in great position. They were first and 10, I think, inside the 20 or right around the 20-yard line, and they had a third down. I can't remember what it was. It was like third and 6 or 7, and threw a pass to Warren, their great receiver, their number one receiver, and I don't even know who made the hit, if it was Ryan Jones or one of our linebackers or Welch. Somebody made a great hit on him, stopped him just a little bit short. It was probably less than a yard short. We called our last timeout. They had to decide if they were going to try and get the first down. If they get a first down, I think there was a minute 54 left in the game when we called timeout. If they get a first down, obviously the game's over because we were out of timeouts. They decided to go for a field goal, they were up by 2, which would put them up by 5, and it was a short field goal. And we had gotten a lot of pressure on the kicker. He had missed one and hit one that was good, bounced off the upright and went through. So, I think we had a little bit of a pressure on him, and we had good pressure on him this time, and he pushed it to the right. We get the ball with a minute 52, and we're down 2 points and starting on our own 20. We had a couple of plays in there that didn't get us a lot of yardage but took up some time. We had a run, a scramble, and I think a short completion, and burned a lot of our time. We didn't, there's nothing we can do because we don't have any timeouts. We completed a third down pass for a first down, then came with our ladder play, hook and ladder play, and were able to complete that for 30-some yards, almost 40 yards, got us into their territory. I think we were on about their 36 or 37-yard line, and then had 2 incompletions, so it's third and 10. I remember looking at the clock when it was third and 10. I think there was 37 or 35 seconds, something like that. Maybe it was 32 seconds, and I kind of made up my mind if we didn't get the first down, and the clock was running, then we wouldn't have a choice, that we'd have to probably go for a field goal. We threw a pass to Jake Soy. In my mind yesterday, I said, well, we were about 3 or 4 yards short. Well, we were only about a yard short. So I think it was 4th and 1 or 4th and 2, but the ball was just inside the 30, and we just sent the field goal unit out there. They scrambled around, took a little while to get lined up, but they got the ball snapped we looked at the clock with about 2 seconds left. We were perfectly aligned, did everything right, and then Todd drilled it through for the win.
Do you think, and I think you talked about this a little bit on the postgame show too, that in some respects it was good that you didn't have a lot of time to go out there and think about it a little bit, because Todd was able to just line up and kick it without thinking too much?
Well, I think there's a lot of truth to that, John. I think that really helped him, that we were able to just rush him out there. And we've worked on that some, but not so much. We just pull him off the sideline and say, all of a sudden we'll say, it's third and long, and the next play he's got to go out there and kick, and we run people out. With just our offensive group, we have a couple of defensive players, or one defensive player that's on the field goal unit, and he is involved in that. But he made it out there and got lined up. Everybody got lined up right. And, if you don't practice those things, you can't expect them to happen right. And we have practiced them. And one of the coaches, I think Coach Wright, said, I've been here 7 years, and I know we've practiced that many times. It's the first time we've ever done it, in a game. So, we're proud of the way the kids handled it, and proud of Todd for knocking it through.
Yeah, and he knocked it through, no doubt about it, that it went through there.
He did. He had plenty of length. Started out a little bit to the right, but he had that natural curve to it, and it brought it right back through. And looking at it, it was probably good by, a couple of feet inside the right upright. And then the celebration began.
It was one of those games where, I think a lot of people weren't surprised that it was a 1-point difference in the margin of the game, but probably a little bit surprised that it was such a low-scoring game.
Well, I think that's true. There's no doubt about it. We were the top 2 scoring teams in the conference. A couple of the top scoring teams in the nation. We were both averaging over 40 points a game, and it was a great defensive battle. Their defense, I thought, played very well. Their secondary really did a great job of tackling, John, and they played a lot of man, and they did a good job in man coverage. They did quite a bit of trying, you know, they tried to double Jake quite a bit, and they had some success with that. And we didn't play real well in offense, and, you know, I don't want to take anything away from them, but we felt like we had one of our poorer games on offense. And on the flip side of that, our defense, I thought, played outstanding. You know, there's not many times when you look at the stat sheet and you gave up 450 yards and whatever it was, and you say, hey, we had a great game on defense. But the secret for us Saturday was we were so good in the red zone. I think they were in the red zone six times, and they got one touchdown and three field goals, and twice they failed. So, you know, they had missed field goals. So that's a great defensive effort. And, you know, we really got a good effort from all of our kids Saturday.
In a game like this, there's a lot of plays you can point to, some differences in the ball game, and sometimes some guys might go overlooked because of the way that game finished up. But I think, and one thing you pointed out, too, after the ball game was one play where I think it was Stewart for Central had that long run down the sideline, and Ryan Jones just hustled to catch him and saved a touchdown, and that turned into a very critical play in the ball game.
Well, it did. You know, it looked like he was gone. He was going down, you know, our sideline, and Ryan was on the other sideline, and he came clear across the field, and he was the only one that had chance to run him down, and he ran him down from behind, and they ended up I think missing a field goal on that possession that was late in the ball game. And you know, if he scores there, the game's over. There were two or three times on critical third down situations where you know, like I mentioned, the last one where it was third and seven, and we got a great tackle, just stopped him cold, stopped him about a yard short, and we had that about two or three different times in the ball game where our defense really made great tackles. And you know, Coach Bostwick had mentioned today when we were talking a little bit about the defensive effort that I think we only had four missed tackles in the whole ball game, and that's pretty phenomenal for you know, for a game like that.
I guess again with the way it finished as well, but the entire ball game kind of proved how important special teams are.
Well, it is. You know, they had a big special teams play right before that. We were going after the block, and they gave us a different look on their punt team, and we didn't adjust to it like we should have, and they end up running a fake and getting a first down. And it looked like at that point it looked like that might be the difference in the ball game, but you know, we were able to use our timeouts and get ourselves in position to get the ball back that last time, and then you know, to drive down and kick the field goal. A lot of special teams efforts there.
Of all the games you've coached, obviously some very important national championship games and things. How does this game rank up? Conference title was on the line, packed house in Central. How would you put this one up with the many games you've coached?
Well, it's one of the best. There's no doubt about that. I told somebody after the game it's the best right now because it's the most recent. But, you know, we've had some great finishes. I'm trying to think. I can't remember really any game that I've had where it's been decided on the last play of the game. I guess, you know, the Washburn win a couple of years ago in overtime. When you score in overtime, I guess that's the last play of the game. But this was I've never had a finish like this where, you know, where it really didn't look like he had a prayer in the last minute there. And you're able to get in position and then get your – without any timeouts, get your field goal unit out there and knock through a 45-yarder. That's something that we'll all remember forever.
And the thing, too, with as dramatic as it was with the finish, it took a while to just kind of think that, hey, this gives Northwest a share of the conference title.
Well, that's right. You know, it was all about winning the football game, and the benefit of that is that they didn't win it outright. We got a chance to win it outright now this next Saturday when we play Pittsburgh State. So, you know, there was a lot on the line, like you said.
And on top of that, too, with the regional rankings, again, as we do this interview, we don't know exactly how everything's going to play out with the regional rankings this week. But, you know, one thing, you put yourself in pretty good position with that win.
Well, I think so. You know, it looks right now, because Abilene Christian and Kingsville both won over the weekend, it does look like if everybody wins again next week, which, you know, we hope we win anyway, and Kingsville and Abilene Christian both have games that they should win, if we would all win out, we'll probably end up third in the region, and Central will probably be fourth. So You know, if that would be the case, we wouldn't get the bye week. It'd be the first time in 5 years that we didn't have a bye. But you know, we go back to 2005 and we were sixth in the region and we were on the road every time and we still made it. So, you know, we can't control what Abilene Christian and Kingsville do this next week. All we have to focus on is what we can do, and whatever happens, happens. And, you know, looks like regardless win or lose, we'd be in the playoffs. But we want to win and have a home field advantage for at least one game.
Again, winning the conference really sets up for a lot of positive things for you.
Well, it does. For our seniors, they would be the second consecutive class to be able to go through the conference without ever losing a conference ball game. Right now, they're one game away from that. They've won, I guess, 35 conference games in their 4 years. And so I think that would really be significant for them to be able to say that. Not many kids, only Northwest kids, I think, can ever say that in our conference so far. The other thing would be, like you said, the regional rankings. It would solidify a win Saturday, will definitely solidify at least one home game.
Were you able to get out of the game with the injury situation? Let's just talk a little bit about that. I know there was a physical ball game. You had a couple of guys that seemed to be dinged up out there.
Well, we had some significant injuries. Brett Grosinger had an elbow injury, and Jason Wiseman had a little bit of a shoulder injury, and we had some others. Those are probably the two most serious. Hopefully we'll get those back. Billy Creason is going to have another checkup, I think sometime before practice on Tuesday. And if things go right, maybe we'll get him back into practice on Tuesday. And, if we can get him on the field a little bit this weekend, that would help get him ready for the next weekend as we start the playoffs.
Now, this week you've got Pittsburgh State. It's the annual battle at Arrowhead Stadium. And does that come at a good time right now after such an emotional ball game with Central Missouri, that turn around and get refocused with a game down at Arrowhead for these kids to look forward to?
Well, I think it will. I think it's good. Our kids always get excited about the Arrowhead game. And, it's kind of like we started the playoffs last week because, the Central game was such a huge game, and now Arrowhead, and then the playoffs after that. And as you know from the experience here, once you get into the playoffs, you really have to raise your level. And we just our focus this week is to get better. We just felt like we didn't all play that well. Some guys played really well. Our defense, I thought, played outstanding. They gave us a great effort. They did make a lot of mental mistakes, or several mental mistakes. Offensively, we felt like that was one of our poorer offensive efforts. And so, somehow, some way, we've got to figure out a way to get everybody on the same page and get a great effort from everybody. And our goal this week is to do that at Arrowhead.
And let's talk about Pittsburgh State just a little bit and what they bring to the field on Saturday.
Well, they're a young team. New coach Tim Beck, longtime assistant, taken over, but it's a different system. And offensively, they're pretty much a running football team, and they do it pretty well. I think they're leading the conference in rushing yards, and they've got a couple of good backs. Their quarterbacks, they run some option stuff, and their quarterbacks are very good. So that's going to be a challenge for us defensively. We've seen the pass heavy defense or offenses here the last 3 weeks. Last 2 weeks, especially with Fort Hays and in Central Missouri. So it'll be a little bit of a change. Defensively, they're a little more of a standard defense, play a lot of four-man front, mostly four-man front. And I think they're a young defense. They seem to be getting better each week. Their game with Truman was a 17-14 ball game, so they held them down pretty well. So we'll have our challenges there.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks a lot for being with us.
Thanks, John.
Hey, Coach of the Northwest Missouri State Bearcats, Mel Churchma. Again, our interview with Coach Churchma is underwritten every week by Maryville's Hy-Vee. I'm John Coffey, KXCV, KRNW Sports.